clearing my voice. First talk in the morning. Good morning or afternoon if you're in Europe. Hi Mikko, hi Monifa, hi Rhonda. Okay, we are going to download the energy of the day. Almost as usual, what the heck is it doing? Yeah, my equipment is so old that now it's kind of every day there is a little bit of struggle. Not struggle, just what the heck is it doing? All right, so people are still rolling in. Before we start, I want to say a few words about integrity. It's not my issue, it's your issue. Actually, not the issue of the people who are here, the issue of the people who aren't. So when you register in something, okay, with the honest intention to be there, you made an agreement with yourself. Not with me, I don't care. And with yourself. And then you say, nah, I don't have time. Nah, I don't want to go. Nah, I don't feel like it, right? Or you're late. You just created tension between your two selves. Now, what is the significance? Let me just remove this. Let me just see how to do it. Not sure. Oh, here. No one can see my screen. Okay, good. Because it's bothering me. It's asking for some update. So you create a tension between your two selves. Now, why is that a problem? Like, who the heck gives a hoot about myself? Well, you do. Because your life, the quality of your life, your mood depends on that relationship more than on anything else. The world can be shitty, and it normally is. Just look around. Just listen to any news, and it's like, oh my God, how shitty, right? And you get pulled in because your relationship with yourself is worse than the world. The world is shitty, but your relationship with yourself is now unbearable. You see, what you want to go for, the most important thing to go for, is you pleasing yourselves, the two selves, that they are in harmony. When they are in harmony, you love yourself. To the degree that they are in harmony, to the degree you love yourself. And then life seems to be working. Just watch people who are about to get married, or pregnant women who wanted a child. They are beaming. They are glowing, right? Even though the world didn't change, their relationship with themselves changed. They are about to create new life. And they love themselves, not the child, themselves. So when people don't show up or people say, meh, raise your hand if you often say meh at least once a day. Raise your hand. I'm just curious who is here. Okay, the rest of the people either don't know how to raise their hand or they are lying, because even I say meh, okay? The other day I went to the grocery store and I said, I haven't eaten bread in 3-4 years. I want to taste it. So today, this was on Wednesday, today 4 pounds I put on just because at one roll, okay? I bought one roll. 4 pounds, I couldn't sleep, etc. And I didn't write an article in since then, definitely. So I don't love myself now because I said, meh, I can do it once in a lifetime. No. You either have integrity with yourself or you don't. All right, so let's do the energy download. I don't think anybody else is coming. By the way, Miko, just to inform you, Ben is signed up, but he's not coming. You see that, right? And you saw that in yesterday's partner call. That's the issue. If you didn't sign up, I don't think you have an integrity issue. If you didn't promise, if you don't think that you should, and then you say meh, then you don't have an integrity issue. Whatever you didn't mean to do, you didn't mean to do it, so you won't do it. Is that clear, Miko? Oh, I should unmute you. Just Miko.
Yes, yes, it is clear.
Good. Thank you. Good, mute yourself. All right, so sit straight, even if you sit on a couch, sit straight. Don't slouch because that blocks the energy to you. It may block it to other people, but I'm not sure. We'll see. Okay, if you're afraid, Sheila, this is not the first time that you're afraid. Don't. Or you're greedy. Ah, you're greedy. You know, okay, so I'm still going to address something. Because you're here, you earned the right to hear something about yourself. So Sheila has all that energy in the throat, which is this indication of greed. It's not a fear throat tightening. It's I wanna, but the kind of wanna that you have is desire to receive for the self alone, which means no allowing. No, I just want it for myself and everybody should eat shit, okay? So that's your issue, Sheila, your core issue. Desire to receive for the self alone. I mean, there are people who that's their soul correction. I don't know what's your soul correction. What's your soul correction, Sheila? Let me unmute you. What's your soul correction?
Forget thyself.
Mm-hmm. Same as mine. I never had that kind of greed. So it's not your soul correction. It is just your relationship to life. Okay. All right, mute yourself, please. Thank you. Please mute yourself. Thank you. All right, so sit straight back, okay? And relax your shoulders. If you need to, creak or crack your neck, okay? If your breathing is shallow, just pay attention to your breath. Don't force anything. Forcing is blocking. See, what I'm feeling is you, so it's not mine. Somebody's pancreas is not happy. Had Miko Monif. That's also Sheila. Your pancreas is not happy. The pancreas gets not happy if you eat too much carbs, sugar especially. Even fruits. Okay? That's what killed Steve Jobs. Be careful. When the pancreas hurts, it's already a problem, okay? The pancreas is on the left-hand side, just under the ribcage. Okay, gently close your eyes. Make sure that your hands make sure somebody wants to kill me. Please don't. Okay, well, I remove you. If you continue hitting me, then I'll remove you. All right, so place your hands on your thighs, palm up, palm down, I don't care. Just make sure that they are loose and your shoulders are not stressed. If you just hang your hands or if you place them high, they are tense. All right, good, so we can start. Bill, find yourself. First, what we want to do with the self is remove it from the mind and lower it to your physical center. But first we have to find it. So I'm going to find it. Yours, okay? So Ed. In your left nostril. Interesting. All right, so just notice there, Miko. Left eye. Monifa. On the top of your head, but not in the tangerine spot, okay? Rhonda. You have there's VP energy, Rhonda. You have a chance to talk after that. Don't try to move it. It's towards your right ear. And if I'm not mistaken, your right ear may even hurt. Wow. And Sheila? It's in your throat, okay? So what we are going to do is lower it. Don't worry about how to do it, because you probably don't have access to the energy called attention. If you do, move it with the energy of the attention. It comes from the back and it's like a hand. Okay, so it can grab it and gradually lower it. So I'm going to find mine now. You're overpowering me. Okay. Is that mine? No. It's in the tangerine spot. Okay. So I'm going to lower it even though I don't have to, just so that we are all at the same place. And gently lower it. So mine is now in the throat, in the sternum, in the whatever it's called. The middle, I don't remember ever. And then the stomach and the belly button, and now an inch and two inches, so it's in 2 inches under the belly button. All right, and I'm going to put my hand against that spot, 2 inches under the belly button. If you are afraid, you put your hand, okay? Why do I want you to be there? That way you are not going to be able to interfere. If you keep with that, you won't interfere with me going up. Otherwise, you are going to do the crab bucket. And you will want to hold me back. It's human nature that you don't want somebody else to do something you can't do. You want to kill them instead. And you are still human. I remember when I first realized that I'm doing that. It wasn't such a long time ago. Yeah. And I said, oh, I don't want to do that. All right, so how you know that you are there is that the self and the hand, the palm, start to communicate by pulsing together. Yeah, I talked too much and you went back to the original place. Well, we'll see if I can download. If not, I'll just empty the room and you can come back 10 minutes later. You don't have to be on the webinar to get the energy. At least I don't think so. All right, so I'm going to go up and I'm not going to tell you exactly what I'm doing so that you can't catch up with me, but I'm going to connect on the third level and then climb up. So first level, second level, third level, and climb. And climb, and climb. Yeah, I can't push myself up with the attention. The attention doesn't go that far. So I have to climb. I have to do the opposite of what firemen do when they descend on that pole. So I'm climbing and climbing, I'm climbing and climbing. Climbing. If you are afraid, I'm not taking you with me. I'm just going by myself. I can't take another person. And climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. And I know from the temperature, by the way, how close I am. And okay, just got really warm. Good. And I am there. And even I'm holding my breath. Okay. And it takes conscious effort to let go of the tension, it's fear, I'm afraid. I am out of my element, which is earth, and I'm not on earth now. I am what it's called in Hebrew, the Bina, the ninth from the earth, or the third from the top. Still afraid. Okay. The light will not find me if I'm afraid. That is true all the time. Fear and the light don't mix. Okay. Okay. Got my breath back. All right. So I'm waiting for the light. I can feel you thinking, please don't. You can ask that question, what you meant to ask. Why do I have to wait for the light? When we are done with the download. It's not long. It's another 2-3 minutes. Okay, and the light is here, and it's coming through the tangerine spot. And it's... Okay, you are actually holding me back. Cut it down. Thank you. Yeah, the light is sitting there and it's waiting for the channel to open up, and you are blocking me. So maybe this was a bad idea. Sheila, please don't block me. Please, Sheila. Only one person before you did this consistently, also a woman. All right, the light is coming. It's very tentative. The speed with which the light comes depends on the size of the channel I am able to be. When it comes down, it acts two ways. If I am It's just my guess, okay? One is like a shower. It's kind of cleansing everything that's in its way. It washes, 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 washes. But the other purpose is to fill the empty vessel. Now, I need it very badly. I had 3 teaching webinars in 1 week, and I have been running on empty. Oh, thank you. Oh, God. I didn't know it was going to be like this. Okay, good. Thank you. It's been running on empty. It's like staying up beyond your bedtime. You don't do anything useful. But you force yourself for some mind reason. Oh, none of it went into my vessel yet. It's just still washing me. I guess I have been brittle. Yeah, I noticed I get angry and resentful much faster when I'm exhausted. Exhausted as in emptied. And nothing is coming back. All right, it's starting to go into the vessel. You have been... Where the light goes in you, I don't know. I am not directing the light, okay? The light goes where the light wants to go. If you have a closed vessel, then it's just going to do whatever it does. Like the faucet. If you don't put anything under it, it won't go there. My vessel is full. Good. All right, so I am going to come down. This was like 2-3 minutes of flowing of the light. I needed more washing away than filling the vessel. All right, so I'm going to come down slowly so that I don't get diver witness or whatever it's called. Bit sickness. Yow. Okay, good. I'm down. All right, you can remove your hand from your belly. Gently open your eyes. Look around. Don't name anything. Look left, look right, without naming anything that you see. Whatever you see, it shouldn't have a name. Just stay with yourself. All right, done. All right, so let's see what we are going to do. Oh, Ed had a question, if I understood it correctly, about why I have to wait. Is that what you wanted to ask, Ed? I opened your line. Ed, do you have a microphone? Ed? Do I have a sound? I think so. Okay. All right, you don't want to talk. All right. Anybody has a question? Sheila, do you want to deal with your desire for the self alone? You're self-muted. You're not even here. Are you here?
No, yeah, yes, I'm here. My mouse was not allowing me to get to the mic.
All right. So what is that about? Your whole life you are trying to get because you feel you have been giving? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm. Are you well liked by the people around you?
I wouldn't say well liked, but I don't think I'm disliked.
Uh-huh. Muscle test says yes. You're not well liked. It is because of that energy.
Okay.
It's a competition that you want either more or all. And you don't want anything for them because then they are going to be bigger than you. I just say it from self, how do you call that? Self-knowledge, self-awareness. You want to start to rein it in. The rein, like the horse with the reins. Okay?
And, okay.
And you're not my student, so mute yourself, please. All right, Rhonda, I want to deal with that weepiness. Rhonda, I want to talk? Hold on, let me unmute you.
Hello.
Hi, love.
Oh. I'm not sure.
Is it always there?
Huh?
Is it always there?
No. I've been feeling angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your base thing. I just had an email exchange with another person who is also angry and never fully expressed his anger. Now, people think self-expression means punching the other in the nose or carrying on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what people think self-expression is. But you can express any emotion by identifying it and naming it either out loud or not, okay? You can say it under your breath, okay? Say, hey, I'm angry. Look at that. How weird. Angry. 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 Where do I feel it? In my chest, okay. And when did it start? It seems like it's always been there, right? And then you just have a conversation where you bring that anger into reality, okay?
Okay.
Something that you can talk to and something that you can have a relationship with, okay? It's your anger, right?
Yeah.
And it's not because, okay?
Yeah,
because the moment, like. See, when you use because, you render yourself unwittingly an effect, right?
Yeah.
And when you render yourself an effect, your whole life changes you into an effect, which means you have no power.
Mm.
But the interesting thing is that the original cause of that anger was that you feel no power, right?
Yeah.
That's the cause of anger, that you feel powerless. But then you add to it your words, it is because, and then you really, sorry, what's the voice? Really render yourself powerless. And then it becomes a permanent fixture. You know? Now, the real anger is like a flare-up, okay? That's the real anger. It doesn't stay. Because to have anger, you have to shut down a lot of things, okay? You have to perpetuate it. And then it takes over and it becomes at home, and then your life is going to be about managing that anger that it doesn't spill out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you want to do with anger is when you feel it come on, and you will,
yeah,
then you say, ah, anger. You don't have to say out loud.
Yeah.
You can say it in your head. It's just as effective.
When it comes on, it is so all-consuming.
No, but it will be, it will get weaker. I'll tell you my story, okay? So when I was about three, my mother was pregnant and she was in the hospital, and I answered the phone when it rang. I had to climb on the couch, right? Because I was 3 years old, a toddler, right? Yeah. And I answered the phone, and then they told us that the baby was born, okay? Mm-hmm. And I had dreamed and fantasized about that baby, because that baby is going to be my sister. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I had a visual image, long red hair, right? My friend, okay? Because I wasn't well-liked in my family. So mm-hmm. I am going to have an ally, right?
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, the baby died.
Oh.
And they went to the funeral, and they took my brother, who was 2 years older than me, and mm-hmm. they didn't take me. Okay?
Yeah.
And I was livid, okay?
Oh.
And now, I don't remember everything, but I remember being in bed.
Yeah.
And this whole wall covering tapestry type curtain was in front of me, visible from the bed, and I knew that I killed my sister. It's like, I didn't do anything, okay? But little yeah. kids,
yeah,
it's all about you, and that's why they didn't take me to the funeral, because I killed her. I was really bad and wrong, and yeah. and it was my anger that killed her. Mm-hmm. So I lived my whole life that my anger kills. And I was collecting evidence. Every time somebody died, I looked how I killed them. Mm-hmm. Now you can kind of imagine a shitty life, right? Mm-hmm. So I was, when I went to Israel, I was 34, and I really needed to deal with my anger. And I found some book that says Express Your Anger, and I tried to yell and scream and beat the pillow, but didn't help. Mm. And then finally, I was, how old was I? About 40. I went to this thing called Emotions Anonymous, where everybody was really some emotionally crippled, okay? Mostly depressed. it was a good place for me, okay? I went there a total of three times, okay? Because mm-hmm. I didn't need more. I got it. I saw what it did for people. So I started to, I invented the way to do it. I said, I am angry. And I noticed that other people who have an issue with anger or with whatever, they took it offensive, right?
Yeah.
Like, I am talking about them. But I wasn't talking about them. I just said, I'm angry. Like that, I'm angry. No emotion in it, just I'm angry. Because one part of you is never in any emotion, okay?
Yeah.
The other part, the uncontrolled part, is the one that is like, okay? Mm-hmm. And since then, I was able to reduce that pressure, that tension, that fear that I'm killing with it. Mm-hmm. And now when I am angry, I'm angry. And by the next sentence, I'm not. Or maybe the third sentence. Okay. You've heard me angry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it goes fast.
Yeah.
I'm not forcing it. I'm not doing anything. I flare up and it's gone. So mm-hmm. that's your process. You want to get rid of the over-pressured thing so that you can get your life back. Because I guess you haven't had your life since you were like 3, 4.
Yeah.
Just like me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people deal with that. Miko's, one of Miko's partners, Ben, deals with that. Has to yell to express anger. Has to, now watch, find a parallel. Wants to change partners.
Oh.
Get that? Mm-hmm. Sideways move. He does one thing that you don't. He makes the conversations very unpleasant for the other person. You don't do that. But the other guy does.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean it up and I'm going to, because you see, I'm gossiping, right?
Yeah.
I'm gossiping or sharing something about somebody else to help you, but I'm still going to have to clean it up. Because it's still a perpetration in my, not maybe the world's, but in my value system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, that's what you need to do, and then all the beepiness is going to go away, as well.
Okay.
All right, love.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong. You can always call me and say, I am mad. No, serious.
Okay.
And I say, I hear you.
Okay.
I used to talk to my coach's answering machine for quite a while and express myself to the answering machine. And it was perfect because it didn't talk back. I didn't talk back. Yeah, but I don't have an answering machine. So if you call and I answer the phone, I answer the phone. But it's okay.
Okay.
I can.
Okay.
All right, love?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So I need to clean up with Miko first. So Miko, open your line.
Okay.
So you heard I gossiped about Ben, right?
Yeah.
So I apologize to you, and I'm going to apologize to him. Obviously, he pushed some bad buttons for me. Can I say what pushes my buttons?
Yes.
When someone trashes what I teach or doesn't use it to grow, that pushes my buttons. That's why I have been so many times angry at you, right?
Yeah.
So that is, I don't know about any other button. It's probably my soul correction, by the way. Like, whatever I say is so important and you don't, blah, 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 right? You hear
okay.
that, right?
Okay, yeah.
I want to be heard. It's so good. Now, I expressed something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't have to be heard by somebody, by the way. I just didn't even know that this is what's going on, so I'm, like, really grateful. It's like, oh, this is going on. I can handle that.
Mm.
I got tears in my eyes. Now, what kind of tears are these?
Like cleansing.
Okay. But what's the emotion?
Is it grief or is it a, I don't know, grief. I suppose
what
I
do
only
you
have.
What do you feel?
I haven't paid attention.
Not about my feeling. By yourself. That's why you are not 100% self-aware. So look what you're feeling. For
right
everybody,
now,
Miko is an empath, but an unconscious empath. All right, what do you feel? What I'm feeling, by the way, has a 350 vibration, so you may not be able to feel it.
I mean, if there may be something in the chest.
Yes.
to maybe a little bit lower rather than higher chest. And
okay. You don't have a name for it, right?
Yeah.
So I feel compassion.
Okay.
Because the little Sophie that someone's to hear, right?
Mm.
So the big Sophie says, oh, baby, they refuse to your gift.
Okay.
So do you mind if I say something about that thing?
Not at all.
So the first murder in the Bible was Cain, I don't know how to say it in English, killed Abel.
Yes.
And the reason, I don't know if you know, do you know why?
I'm not sure. I mean, the story was that he was jealous of him or something like that.
Yeah, but why? What happened?
I can't remember.
All right, so I learned it from Dr. Popper. So what happened is that they both gave a tribute or a sacrifice to God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Abel brought a baby lamb, a kid, they call it, I think, and Cain brought grain or whatever, because he was agriculture, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's all bullshit, but don't worry about it, because there was no agriculture at that time, but whatever, right?
Okay, sure.
So anyway, so God took the lamb, accepted it, and poo-pooed the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest offense, the unbearable offense to people, is if they don't accept their gift, their sacrifice. In normal daily parlance, they call it rejection, okay?
Okay.
So rejection is the most painful thing, and depending on someone's temper, they are going to grieve like I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be angry and gossip. Sorry, I am laughing just like you at my own shortcomings. Okay. In somebody else's case, they get angry and they kill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the dynamic, and I have plenty of experience in my goods being refused. That is the dominant, maybe even predominant, negative experience in life for me. My gift isn't being accepted or valued.
Do I recall correctly that you once called that feeling inconsequential?
It's a temperament issue. You call it inconsequential, and I call it rejected or disvalued.
Okay.
In your case, in the party, when you said something funny and nobody paid attention,
yeah.
It's so cute. It's so cute. I get to see you in your pajamas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the disappointment, right?
Yeah,
same thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now you reacted to it. If you don't, then screw you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how your life looks, right?
Yeah.
And then from time to time, you try to teach the unteachable or the uninterested so that you can remember what it feels like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just do the second. I never learn.
I'm sorry, I didn't get what you meant. You do the second?
I do.
Meeting.
I do the one where I just keep on giving and getting.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
I mean, but is there, is one worse than the other?
I think yours is worse. Because if you have something to give and you can't, then you get constipation.
Yeah, I would say so probably as well.
Yeah. And until you can give it, you can't generate more. It's like it's a lot like the energy that we downloaded today. So first, I'm going to talk about myself. So it had to wash away all the grief. If I cry, it's okay. All right. So all the grief of having three teaching sessions with three different groups, and pretty much not anything went through. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about each person. I'm talking about the sum total. So I gave my pearls to swine. Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you look at your partner call yesterday, none of it went through for the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is listening other than you to the personal authority thing. And it's probably the biggest gift I can give to anyone. And they are not listening to it. I looked who downloaded it. So that made me not be able to write even a freaking article. I think I wrote one article in this past week. The rest of them are rehashes of old articles.
I see.
Yeah, it's still good, but I didn't have anything to give because I got frozen like you.
Hmm. Thank you for sharing this because, I don't know, somehow it is good to understand you better.
Mm. But I shared it so that you understand yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that you understand me better. And that's, by the way, I always share myself in my intention generously so that you can see yourself better.
Yeah,
because if you feel you have nothing to give, hold one second. If you feel you have nothing to give, you are running on empty. That's what's happened, is that you didn't, something wasn't accepted.
Yeah.
Now, did I know it yesterday? No. No, I had no idea that I didn't understand why I'm running on empty. It's like, oh, it's interesting. I'm running on empty. I have nothing to say. Nothing. Who am I feeling? Not you. Rhonda. Okay, Rhonda, what's up? It's pulsing. Whatever you are experiencing, it's pulsing. Did you resonate with what I was talking about? Do you ever experience yourself stingy?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, this it is because you resonated. It may not be stingy. Maybe I just don't want to give something that won't be appreciated. And it makes you miserable, by the way. If I am any example for this, it makes you miserable. Because it blocks the flow. By the way, that's a soul correction, right? Circuitly, you block the flow. Well, I wasn't blocking the flow voluntarily. I didn't say I'm stingy. Like, fuck them. Sorry for the language. I'm not going to give them my pearls. I am still better if I give my pearls, okay? If I keep on bringing the pearls. And some people, like Miko, he didn't disvalue my gift, okay? But I want to share something from the girls' course. So I have been listening to the calls, and obviously and totally my last teaching was completely disvalued. So far, that's the track record. I don't know what it is about the course in its 7th or 8th months, but people are not, okay? And it's killing me. It's killing me. I yelled more this week in email than any other time in my life. And threatened. That's all I... You see, when somebody threatens, you know they feel powerless, right? Yes, I kick you out. Yesterday I listened to a call, an hour and a half of drama. And not just one person dramaing, but the other person is like feeding, fanning, you know? Uh-huh. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, yeah, I complete. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's horrible, right? Like, is that what a partner call is about? I wanted, and can you imagine, I'm sitting here, and the call was an hour earlier, so I can't just yell out, stop it! It's a done deal. Oh, that, like, oh my God, I have nothing. I can't do anything. Oh, God. I hate it. Yeah. That's one of the others, and I couldn't write anything. Is having the experience of I don't make a difference is deadly.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. 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 You want to just shut down and return to the cave.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so I today managed to express it to you and to Miko. I know Monifa is listening and Sheila is listening, but they are not in the course. So it may be just interesting for them. But for you, it cuts in the... because you all deal with that, right? No?
Yes.
So was it worth that I shared my inner sanctum?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Miko. Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah. All right, so let's see. Any questions? Something else or something similar or something personal or something that you're curious about? It can be a stupid question. It's okay. No?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
So you mentioned that for you, gossiping, I mean, in your value system, gossiping, I mean, what you did was still gossiping, and you still need to notify the other person. And so that brings up the question for me, about whether you arrive at this value system, whether you build yourself up, whether it's a matter of your word kind of expanding over time to include more of what you see you could be better at and attend to. How does this work? That maybe it would be out of integrity for you, but not for someone else.
Yes. All right. So I understand the question completely. So remember that I was called amoral as a mm-hmm. child. Okay.
Yes.
Which means I had no sins, so to say, in my life. It's like you steal, right? If you get away with it, you rejoice.
Yeah.
Or, and I didn't steal big things, I stole fruit. I still do. Jesus. I still do. Anyway, so, now I'm embarrassed. But, so I had no nose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No nose. By the way, the Ten Commandments doesn't say, don't steal.
Okay. What does it say?
It doesn't say anything.
Oh, about stealing, per se.
About stealing. And okay. And it also doesn't say, don't fornicate. No, it says, don't take the wife of another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's very important. And it had been completely reinterpreted to make people grow up guilty.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no big deal. No big deal.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, gossiping, according to Kabbalah, which is kind of on the level of Bible, it says it's bloodletting. It's the same mm-hmm. as murder. Mm-hmm. What the fuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now why? Do you know?
Because it's at the other's expense, desire for the self alone, or?
No, but it has a certain flavor. Why is it like bloodletting, like murder? What does it kill? Kill the other person's reputation.
Right, okay.
All right, so if I badmouth somebody, you will think less of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I needed to clean it up with you, and I need to clean it up with Ben, and I needed to, the other day I was gossiping about that. Amy, and I needed to clean it up with Rhonda, and I needed to clean it up with Amy. And it didn't work very well, by the way. Because the next thing I know, Rhonda wanted to have a different partner.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a tricky thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I habitually talk about other people because I teach through that. And I haven't learned the art of not lowering someone's value in the listener's eye. I haven't. It's very difficult.
Mm. But did you ever consider, or wouldn't it work to just, you know, stay anonymous about it?
Yeah, but then it's people don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm, okay.
I could have said, okay, student, and of course that you don't know about. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then in a similar circumstance he moved sideways. Oh, that would take forever to
right know, right okay
so sure. It didn't work, but but you're see, if you do that to me, I don't hear that. I hear the action and I don't make anybody wrong, but you are still on the judgmental level, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You still judge with right, wrong, right?
Yeah.
Rhonda? Rhonda, you still judge with right, wrong, right?
Yes.
So in the systemic worldview that you live in, you... Make yourself longer. You are very noisy. Thank you. So you can't stay on the fact level. You are not in reality. You don't listen from reality. You listen from opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I now change your opinion, right?
Yeah.
And that's the danger, because if you do the same thing to me, I don't hear gossip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you will. And I need to be responsible for your listening.
I see.
Because I can cause damage through just casual running off by the mouth, right?
Yes.
Now, I didn't know this until a coach of mine said, you are a gossip. And I said, no, I never lie. I thought gossip means you lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of guess what my vocabulary level was at that point, right? Low, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
because I thought gossip means saying bad things about another person. And I said, no, I never say anything that's not true about another person. And he said, no, gossip is talking about another person. And mm-hmm. I was like dumbfounded, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what? And what am I going to talk about then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even really know how to talk about other people. Not alone with that, right?
Yeah.
And it took me a long time, and I watched every time I spoke, and I had to put myself into the listener's shoes to actually hear that I damaged something about a third person. It's like, oh. And then I started to hear that their opinion changed, and they fed it back to me, and what they fed back to me wasn't what I said. What they fed back to me is the systemic judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, okay. Not okay. Very not okay.
Really interesting.
But it's a very long process. And of course, because it's a perpetration, it becomes a perpetration when it actually violates your value system.
Mm-hmm.
And when it becomes a perpetration, you need to hate them. Now, why do I communicate to the person I gossiped about? Because I don't want to live in hate and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Until I communicated to Amy, I really wanted just Amy to be dead, okay? Sorry about being so blatant.
Mm-hmm.
But in a life where my anger kills, of course, very, very skip from there is that they should be dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really mean that dead, but my anger kills, and I substitute anger for kill. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
And with all that, okay, so William mucked up the time and just showed up an hour late. Smarty party. William, you are an hour late. Let me just open this line. William, you are an hour late.
No, it's 2 o'clock this time here.
2 o'clock. One.
That's the time you sent true.
Oh, because you said it's in Europe.
Yeah, but you're not in Europe.
I am in Europe.
No, you're not. You're not in Europe. The England and Ireland are an hour earlier.
Oh, I apologize.
No, I am not angry. I'm just educating you.
When I saw the 2 o'clock, I thought that was my time.
I had a feeling that you will not understand. But I don't know how to write really British Isles. Do you consider yourself British Isles?
I know from now on it won't happen again.
All right, mute yourself. I'm talking to Miko. Thank you. What were we talking about, Miko?
Integrity and gossip.
Integrity and gossip.
So
why I clean it up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to know. Because it's for you, it's really selfish. Not
yeah.
for the other person. Fuck the other person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't even know about it, right?
Yeah.
I do. And now I have to hate them. Do I want to hate people?
No, no way.
No. No, I mean, just watch Rhonda. She's disempowered by her anger. I don't want to be there. I just talk about hate and anger, and my shoulders are brittle. It's mine. Is it mine? No, it's somebody else. Oh, it's Rhonda. Okay. Ay, ay, ay. Rhonda, I bet your neck is stuck a lot with this shoulder thing. So, yeah, so that. Did I answer your question?
Yes. Can I have a quick follow-up? Because you said that, so you said that when it's not in your value system, then, so does that mean that that you haven't yet experienced maybe the effect of it?
No, the distinction is missing.
Uh-huh.
The moment you get the distinction, the moment, mm-hmm. in that moment, it's in your value system. Now, you, Miko, you came to study with me when you were a teenager, right?
Yeah.
And I became, for you, the person who helped you build a value system, and I probably have given you maybe three, okay? There are tens, right? Because mm-hmm. you can take it only when you can see it.
Yeah.
Until then, it's just my good idea.
I see.
So you started to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yesterday I cried when I heard you say. I even mentioned it in the feedback. Is that competence? You got competence.
Yeah.
That became now value for you.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, it came from John, but came through me, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So at least I took ownership, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think other people don't wanna learn the distinctions? That's a sinister question, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, does it feel like lost to them? Like it's like they'd be losing something it would now suddenly.
Yes. So what are they losing in their own world?
Or maybe that they don't get to have a say now. It feels like they're dominated.
Only if domination is their main issue, like yours, mm-hmm. your soul correction. I would say that that there is this freedom thing, right? But really people mean not freedom, but liberty. And
yes.
The liberty to carry on and do whatever goddamn
yeah.
they want, which means remain children.
Yes, yes.
Okay. A child who has no ability to tell one thing from the other, like a puppy that... okay, if the puppy pees on the floor, then sweet, right?
It's not the puppy's fault, right?
Yeah, but if the dog pees on the floor, they get something, punishment, right? So
yeah.
Everybody wants to remain a puppy, right? I want to be treated. Yeah. I want to be treated like I want to be treated well. Well
yes.
means not ever punished, right?
Yep.
You can do whatever you goddamn want. He goes, ah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just watch your inner state, and I can tell even the people who are on the call that that's the issue. You want to retain your right to be shitty.
Yep.
That sounds very funny, right? It's like, I want, it's my birthright.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I recognize recognize that chuckle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but if you express it with words like that, that doesn't sound that funny, right?
Yeah.
It's not that delightful. Oh, well, I am the child. I can take the last slice of pizza. I don't even have to ask anyone if they want it. It's mine. I am the child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I mean, it's normal, okay? Just not conducive to a good life.
Yeah, I see.
F-U-C-K, F-U-C-K, F-U-C-K. Yeah, and as long as you complain that life doesn't treat you like a child and gives you everything, raise your hand if that is your issue. Life isn't treating you like a child who can get away with anything and get anything. Raise your hand, and if you don't raise your hand, I know you are lying, okay? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. See, if you're not my student, you don't know. This is, oh, Monifa, excellent. See, when you can see that that's your attitude, you just bought the ticket to grow. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you said, oh, well, is that a good deal for me? And hell no, right?
Yeah.
Because, you see, I measure... in the starting point measurement, one measure says to what degree you have access to your adult capacities.
Mm-hmm.
And how much access do you think people have on average? I mean, 100. I'm measuring in a second. What's mine? Okay.
Right. Less than 10%.
The average.
Less than 10%, maybe.
Yes, absolutely. Hold on a second. I never measured mine. So I let me measure. It. 70%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the big jumps came from this gossip thing.
Mm-hmm.
So look, I can't just run my mouth and not worry about the consequences. Oh. Shit. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it is much less. On average, it's like 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you get that it is from insisting on being a child, that's what it's from. You arguing for being treated like a child who can pee on the floor. And it's cute.
Yeah.
It's not. Now, watch your mother's behavior. Isn't she trying to keep you a child?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. So so that is the crab bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that. Oh, that's pretty nice. Buy me gifts, wash my clothes, cook my dinner, pick up my groceries. Yeah, yeah, but it disempowers you.
Yeah.
You know, and unless you have an experience like you have, that you are in a band and you are contributing and they don't treat you like a child. Did you notice?
Yes.
It's like, oh,
yes, that was
God.
Fresh.
And I can be good and I can be shitty. And if I'm shitty, they won't say, how cute. No, they kick you out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they would. Father, no father, they would kick you out.
Oh, definitely,
their
definitely.
Name. It's their name and their reputation.
Yes.
Because if somebody is bad in a band, all people hear is that bad sound.
True.
I once listened to somewhere and one of the one of the musicians was off key.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he did. Didn't tune his instrument, okay? That's mm-hmm. all I could hear. It's like, oh, I can't deal with that. Turn it off, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, Miko, you overstayed your welcome. Don't leave. Just mute yourself. Let's see.
Yeah, so, no, it's just my mother entering the room.
No. No, I just finished the conversation.
Oh.
Mute yourself.
I see.
All right, anybody else want something? William, did you have a question? I haven't had a chance to listen to your call other than the first 5 minutes, so do you have a question, William?
Yes, because I know you wrote an article on this. But
oh, what's the article?
Well, when I said it, I don't know the name doesn't ring a bell, but it's about not enough.
That you are not enough?
Yes.
That you are not enough. So you are not a match to life. So here, one hand is life, the other one is you, and you are, one hand is smaller than the other. Is that?
Okay.
Oh, that was too complicated. Did you understand what I said?
yes, you mean, yes, the reference to it, yes.
Is that your experience in life?
Well, it's in feeling inside that it's obviously something that's showing up inside of me that I feel it at times, and
well, it's probably true. Listen, it's probably true. Okay. You need to grow into matching the challenge, okay?
Yes.
And it takes sober looking, okay, and say, okay, so where am I falling short? So I have noticed one thing about you, if you don't mind me telling you.
Oh, good, yes.
All right, you think communication took place because you spoke.
Yes.
Okay, that's one main area where you fall short. The other is probably cultural, but you should shed it, okay? I am okay if you don't say thank you and please if you have time. That is not necessary. It's not polite. It's subservient.
Okay.
That's another one. That's also communication. I love you, William. I want the best for you. That's why I'm telling you. Otherwise, it doesn't bother me. But if you want to know where you are leaking power, yeah, that's leaking power, okay?
Yes.
So is there any other way that you know?
No, I don't. That's why I was asking the question, because...
Well, it takes time. It takes time. I can't tell you a laundry list, because even if I tell you, you won't see it. You'll notice it. Now, whatever you can't notice or whatever I noticed, I can tell you, but I haven't noticed anything else.
Okay.
But one of these, both of them are... what's your soul correction again?
Hatred, self-hatred.
Oh, yeah. You are the pink glasses archetype. You know? Poor thing. That's a very unfortunate soul correction. So it means you force pink glasses on you so that you don't see the dark and you don't see the ugly, but inside you have ugly... boiling. Not your ugly. Anger, hate. Because life is unfair, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. I feel so, yes.
Well, we are talking about your feeling, right? There is no life, okay? There is... Life is not in the reality circle. Life is your experience, and it's not in the reality circle. So life is not fair. Your father wasn't fair. Your brother wasn't fair. Your business partner, the advertising person, the person who sold you the corner store, that's not fair. And the woman who said, I'm going to put your ad in and didn't, not fair, not fair at all. Shitty, right? So that's your reality. That's not reality, it's your reality. But if you ask people around, that is, and most of it can be put into the reality circle. People lie, cheat, do only what's good for them, and they don't give a flying shit about you, okay?
Yes.
That's the truth about life and humans, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just how it is. Now, if you can learn there's nothing wrong with that, it is how it is, really learn it, then you can take off the pink-colored glasses that render you totally ineffective in communication. But first, you have to come to terms with reality. Reality is not pretty. It's not ugly either. It's what it is. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with people behaving like swine and not appreciating my pearls, for instance. Nothing wrong with that. It's just how it is. And I am, unless I'm responsible, I'm going to experience low-level or high-level stress and burnout from that, okay? And you, too. You understand? The first step is to be able to go to the reality circle and be able to say, oh, it's not wrong, it's not bad, it's just what it is. The whole first module of the playground is about that. Have you done a good job at that so far?
Well, today I felt...
I haven't heard it, but you felt something.
Yes, I did. When I spoke about something where I always blame somebody else, today, when I walked away, I said, my God, I thought it was undelivered communication. It was my fault. You know, that's what I came to. I said, God, it was me. Whether I want expectation or what, I didn't communicate it in the first place. So I could never do other things.
Good, excellent. Did you see the same thing in Trisha's story? You need to see it everywhere. So
yes. But she was
2 months. That part. Go ahead.
I think she did understand that she had, or understand, she did say that she believed she undelivered in her communication. Yes, she did say that.
So my diagnosis, I'm talking about somebody else again, right? Okay. So I'm going to talk to her too. My diagnosis is that she is incoherent. So if you are incoherent, your communication can't be coherent. So how is somebody incoherent? When you are tugged from two directions, okay?
Yes.
And you can't choose because you don't bring conscious cognitive functions to it. Okay, so Trish, who accepted the dog, and she didn't want the dog but fell in love with the dog and couldn't say no, and now she returned the dog and now she's suffering, right?
Yes.
So I don't know how many people here use the Energizer audio to energize your water. So when in your area, the wind can't decide which direction to come from and goes left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Do you hear Trish in that, William?
But I didn't think I was supposed to comment or say anything. Yes.
No, I'm talking to you. Everybody hears it, but you can comment. So here, there is wind, but it's coming from the south. But a few weeks ago, it was... That's incoherence, okay?
Yes.
If it goes in one direction, it doesn't bother the water, and it doesn't bother anyone. But if it can't decide which way to go, that's what's called incoherence. So they have this kind of mint now in the Los Angeles area. So my student can energize her work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing is happening to now. When you get that the real underlying reason is almost never what you think it is. So, for instance, when you say it was a communication issue, probably not. It was probably your core issue. You assumed that people are good. They are good. And they will understand. And they are helpful and whatever. No, they are not. But if you talk into an imagined positive listening, okay, you are going to say something totally different than if you say, okay, people are the way they are, and I am going to say whatever I need to say, and if they think I am talking too much, then I am going to talk too much. But people are the way they are, and I'm not going to assume that they understood. I'm not going to assume that they agreed. I'm not going to assume that they are good people. No, I'm not. I just got, that's what I mucked up this past three education session. When I am not exhausting myself, I ask people what they got out of the session, and then I can track if they got what I taught, and I didn't do it this time. In none of the three sessions of the playground. And I hope that they got it. I hoped it. I really hoped. And they said it was really good. That always make me suspicious. Can't talk. I know why, because now I am like wrecked with guilt. It's like, oh, you stupid. You missed that. I did. I did miss that. Ha 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 ha. Did you see how I turned it around, William?
Yes.
So I did something wrong, right?
Yes.
And first I went to guilt, and then I went to beating myself up, and then I said, okay, I missed that. Okay. That's just what is. No suffering there. No blame, no suffering. Neither myself nor the other person. It's like dropping a vase. Okay, I dropped the vase. I love the vase. Okay. Now love the memory of it, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was funny. All right, so did you get any clarity?
Yes, but just one last question on that is that when you said about me saying thank you and please, are you're saying I'm leaking, that I'm...
Yes.
Okay, my please is more appreciation and thank you is that you're doing something for me.
No, I get your intention, okay?
Okay.
So get something. So you want to imagine the world as a good place, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it makes you a champion of that thing. You are going to be like that because people come back with like things, right?
Yes.
Not true. You made it up. It's not true. You don't have enough experience in life that you went through with your eyes open. See, you go through things, when I say eyes open, not in the cave of the mind, okay? But actually in reality, see how people respond to it. They respond to it like, oh, here's a sucker. It's okay to say F, okay?
Yes.
That's how they respond to it. Either they say stupid or they say a sucker, okay?
Yes.
And this is, you write down the date, April 19, 2019, because that is the kick in the butt that you needed. You have lived the however many years you have lived, I don't know how old you are, and this is the line of demarcation, if you allow it to be, okay?
Yes.
Because you can stop drinking the Kool-Aid, okay?
Yes.
You know what I mean by drinking the Kool-Aid?
Not 100%, no.
All right, so I don't know when it was in Guyana, not the 70s, okay? That this Jonestown and the Reverend Jones killed his 900 followers in Jonestown, Guyana. So since then, we say you can stop drinking the Kool-Aid, which means stop following something that kills you. The world is not pink, and people are not pink. Reality is not pink. You need to deal with reality the way reality is. People lie, cheat, and if they have a choice, they want, they have a desire to receive for the self alone. That's just human nature, okay? Just ask Mikko. And Mikko is a really nice guy, but if he can get away with it, he will. Right, Mikko?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's reality. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you want to close your eyes to it, then you are going to be a wretch. And that is exactly what you have been, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so good. Now you know. Now you know. There's nothing wrong with you. Okay? Nothing right with you either. Because wrong and right is not in reality. It's an opinion. But that you are not interacting with reality as reality is, that is actually reality, okay? You are shadow boxing, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so stop doing that. How long is it going to take for you? I hope that by the end of the playground, you will grow out of your soul correction, okay? Now, have I managed the other people to do soul correction? No. No. It's very sturdy, very sturdy. Nobody can forever correct their soul correction, but they can manage it. So I manage mine, and you'll manage yours. And Mikko has been managing his. So Mikko's soul correction is not accepting anything from anyone. It's only him, okay? And he has been accepting guidance and things, and I'm really grateful for that. Did you know that, Mikko, that is the essence of your soul correction?
I don't think so.
Well, that's the essence of your soul correction. Your case may be whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the essence of your soul correction, I'm not going to take any help.
I see.
And you have been taking help. Thank you. Thank you, Mikko. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
See, William, so you want to put on a pink glasses because it will perpetuate that the world is bad and you are mistreated. No, you are treated like everybody else, but that's your angle, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I remind you, your partner has the same soul correction. So, yeah. Not the partner, the original partner.
Yes. Should I change the way I write to you?
No, that's not the point. You just want to get that you want to be the example of what you want to see the world as. But it doesn't, the world doesn't give a flying shit, okay?
Okay.
No, we really need to get that.
I do.
They don't return like with like. I don't know who said that if you give people nice, they will give you back nice. They didn't know people, right?
Yes.
And you are, you remain this short-sighted, believing dork, right?
That's one way of saying it, yes.
Yeah, I intentionally chose words that sting. No, because you need to be kicked. It's really, 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 really deep-rooted. It's like a taproot, right? Really goes really deep. And I probably will have to say it 100 times before you say, oh, God, I don't want to let go, right?
Yes.
But it makes you miserable and ineffective. I've never met a person with your soul correction who were effective in life. Now, why? Raise your hand, everybody, if you can see why. Don't talk, just raise your hand. I want to see if I communicated something. If somebody wears pink glasses and therefore can't see the real color of things, can they be effective in life? Thank you, Monifa. Thank you, Miko. Thank you, William. Yeah, that you can't be effective if you don't interact with what is. If you interact with what should be. And all your communication issues come from there. Because you look at someone and says, oh, she or he is a creator, all good person, and they are going to reciprocate how nice I am to them. No, they won't. That's not the nature of reality. Get it?
Yes, I do.
Hate it?
Did you say hate it, is it?
Yeah, do you hate it?
The idea of it, yes, but I got to change. I want to be happy.
You just have to start, see, if anybody needs this course, the playground, that's you, or your soul correction. Because without this course, you have no idea how to tell reality that pink color glasses, how it should be, is so firmly pitched, I don't know, pitched on your nose, is that English? Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, because I have very little opportunity to do this in the, during the course. You're smart that you came. Are you mumbling under your breath, fuck, fuck, fuck?
No, not at all. I'm appreciating
it. You should! You should! As long as you don't, no, because don't appreciate me.
Just, sorry.
No, because there is a, hold. Remember what I said about incoherence?
Yes.
All right, so the wind can't decide which direction to blow, right? Now, you have not two truths. One, I said, reality is the way reality is. You have reality as it should be pink, right? Do you think you are coherent right now?
Obviously not.
Can't, right? Because now they are equally big. So which one are you going to feed? The pink, being nice, and telling me you appreciate it? Or you are going to, that it's fuck, fuck, fuck. Because that's what reality is.
When I say appreciate, I mean appreciate you pointed it out to me because I didn't know.
No, but you really need to pay attention that you always want to veer towards nice. You want to see that. It's real to say fuck, fuck, fuck. And then say, I appreciate you told me, but it's ugly. It's nasty. I'm pulling the plug, not plug, the carpet from under my feet. I don't know how to be in a world that's nasty. That's true. But I appreciate you telling me because I didn't know. You still went back to the pink glasses. You see that?
Yes.
Yeah, so you really need to learn to live in the world aware the way the world is and learn to express displeasure. Displeasure, okay? I don't say go and beat people up, okay? I don't say spit in their eyes. No, no, no. No, just express it. It's like, oh, that's ugly. Oh, is that how reality is? Like, oh, good. Now you're getting to it.
Yes. That I understand.
Good. Be the first person. Miko is the first silent partner who has been willing to let help in, okay? Or support or whatever it is, teaching. And you should be the first removing hatred person who lets it in. And Rhonda will be the first circuitry person who unplugs himself, herself. By being willing to feel the hate. Spam. Excellent. I'm so glad you came.
So
and
am I.
It feels so good to express myself in a non-teaching environment. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, who am I feeling who is having some problem? Sheila. All right, mute yourself, William. Sheila, what's up? Sheila? Sheila! You're self-muted, so I can't hear you unless you do something over there. All right, so she's not even here. I feel anxiety there. All right, Rhonda, are you done?
Yeah, I think so for now.
Good. You know my phone number. Just call and say "fuck you" and then hang up. Okay.
Okay.
I can take it. Hey. So okay. In the days, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Wasn't it? This was the first time I could express really what's wrong with the eliminate hatred or remove hatred soul correction. And I am feeling somebody's bad feelings. Is it Sheila? Yes. All right, so ready to quit? Raise your hand if you're ready for me to hang up. Not ready? Then say something. All right, I am ready then. Miko, you want to say something?
No, I'm ready.
All right, go. Go live your life and make me proud. Or come back with something I can teach, okay? These
okay.
are the two options, okay? All right, bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Sophie.
Bye. Bye.